Do not worry about what you're going to do. It's my own experience. The Word of God is very powerful. Seek first the kingdom of God, and the rest will be given. That means seek first to do His will. Not just to sit down and let God give you food. No, you have to work. But you have to obedient also to God's will. Some more than 10 years ago, by the time I was 60 already, and the diocese invited me to work in Toronto. That age, all my classmates retired from their work. I was sent over there, start a new work. It's not easy at all. But I know one thing is important. If I listen to the will of God, because the bishop asked me to go, it's from the will of God. So I believe. But you can imagine, I have my own personal weakness. It's not always easy to overcome all temptations, all things in life. I trust. At times I fail, but God works. You know why? Over there, I met a lady. She's a Jew. And baptized in the Catholicity when she was a nurse in Quebec. By the time I met her, it's in the south side of Toronto. She got a grace of stigmata. That means the five wounds of Jesus every year before Easter, the Passion Day, she got her five wounds with blood coming out. I went there with my parishioners to visit her. And once she asked me to write a letter to Jesus. At night, she would pray the whole night, most of the time. At times, Jesus appeared to her. And so one day, I visited her. I gave her just simple words to Jesus. Jesus really listens. One of the things that I was asking, because since it's a difficult place to work in Toronto, because I work in the Chinese community, but these Chinese are not completely one-minded, from Taiwan, from Beijing, from Hong Kong, and from Toronto. All different mentality, Chinese. To make them one family is not that easy. So I asked Jesus one thing, that the parish be one family. Now, Jesus gave me some condition. Okay, Jesus, through the apparition towards that lady, called Lydian Balance. Jesus told me, if you stay with me every day, 1 hour before the Blessed Sacrament, I will look after your parish. That was more than 10 years ago. I believe, I trust, I start to everyday adoration. It's not my style. I don't like to sit before the Blessed Sacrament for the whole time. Usually, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, more than enough. I just go rushing. This is my character. And Jesus asked me, stay. I did my best. And really, Jesus promised me, seek first the kingdom of God. Then we seek first to do His will. The rest will be given. By the day I left the parish of Toronto, come back to Hong Kong, really, I feel the whole parish is one family. Apart from that, because our parish is a kind of new parish, so we owe the bank lots of money. We have to pay back. You know what? I didn't ask the people that we have in debt. I never say one word about money. But the day I left the parish, every cent paid back to the bank. If not, they like you to borrow money from them. They just take your interest. You see, seek first the kingdom of God, and the rest be given. Jesus asked me one simple thing, just stay with Him, and the rest be given. The whole parish become one family. All the debts, no more. That's what I've been telling you. I really believe Jesus always listening, always wants, He wants to stay inside our hearts. Most of the time He's knocking the door, but we don't open it. We don't even listen to His call. That's a problem. It's not that God doesn't want you to have all things you want, but first do your best to follow the will of God. Of course you can. You have to prepare food, you have to buy clothing. That's important. Jesus didn't say not important. But it's most important whether your life living in the will of God. And that's what the Pope Francis really, a kind of scandalous for many people. I prefer you to be good pagans, good conscience as a pagan, rather than you say a good Catholic and you don't do things according to your conscience. Exactly the same thing. So let us listen to our Pope. He's calling us. He didn't say, oh, so pagan doesn't have to come back to the church. No. Jesus come for everybody. Everybody has know Him. But if we say we know Him and doesn't live up to His call, that means to say love, mutual love, and do the will of God, even at times of suffering. What else you give to the people? That's why you better stay as a pagan rather than a Catholic. So let us pray for one another. That's always be faithful to our call to little things, minute by minute, moment by moment. Love your neighbor sitting next to you. Don't think so many things about next moment or tomorrow. Today, enjoy your life with freedom, joy. If you are joyful at this moment, you expect in heaven you are joyful. Too far away, maybe tonight, we don't know. But first of all, God wants us to be joyful, because love is always patient and always trusting. I like the word Jesus teaching Sister Faustina. Jesus, I trust in you.